You know those artists who burst on the scene and everyone raves about how brilliant and original they are. And then a few years later, when they do something new, everyone says, oh, that's terrible. She must have been a one-book wonder. He's jumped the shark. Well, maybe we're the ones who just can't keep up with them. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon has found a new explanation. What have you learned?
And I've learned about a new theory that may explain what's going on in these cases. It's called the advanced genius theory.
Okay, who came up with it?
A guy named Jason Hartley, along with his friend Britt Bergman. They were talking about the creative decline of Lou Reed over pizza at a Pizza Hut near the University of South Carolina. This was back in the early 90s. And during their conversation, they had an epiphany. Maybe Lou wasn't losing his creative edge. Maybe Lou was just ahead of Jason and Britt's time. And thus, the advanced genius theory was born. Jason Hartley explains the theory in his book, The Advanced Genius Theory. Are they out of their minds or ahead of their time?
There were established artists who were ahead of their time, and then everyone sort of caught up with them a little bit, and then they went off into directions that were really puzzling, especially to their initial fans. One of the great examples is Bob Dylan going electric. You know, he could have been a folk singer forever, and he would have had incredible credibility and would have been a legend as it was, but it wasn't enough for him. But going electric was, you know, heresy. He was called Judas by people in the audience. His biggest fans were the most hurt. And then that became sort of a theme, but then they would go to a place where then no one liked what they were doing. You look at Bob Dylan's output in the 80s, you know, just maligned completely. What we started to try to understand was, as we think about what taste is and what our judgment is about the quality of any artwork or anything in general, you know, it's very subjective. And when there's really no right answer, my take is I would rather take Bob Dylan's word for it than mine or some critics or the public at large, because he's been right so many times before.
Lou Reed served as the inspiration for the advanced genius theory. What makes Lou Reed so advanced?
Wow, what doesn't make him so advanced? The famous statement that Brian Eno makes about the Velvet Underground, his first band, was that only 1,000 people bought the Velvet Underground records, but every single one of them started a band. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he was influential, you can't question that. And he was completely innovative in what he did with the Velvet Underground and his earlier work. The subject matter of junkies and prostitutes and all that sort of thing, putting it into rock and roll was just not done yet. It was something that he created. He really created it, sort of a genre. So then as he evolved, then he started to do some of the things that the advanced do, which is when they're interviewed, they lie all the time. And I'm sure it's part of keeping up their mystery, but it's also a certain, you know, protecting themselves, I would imagine, and their artistic integrity. But then as he evolved, and then he got into the 70s, and he lived with a transvestite for a long time, and he dyed his hair blonde, and he made an album called Rock and Roll Animal, and all these things, you couldn't anticipate it going from where he was. And then as he evolved, then he went through the 80s, and everyone hated his music, and then all of a sudden he was good again, and then he was bad again. Now he's doing albums with Metallica and getting his liver transplant recently. Yeah. One of the things that the advanced always do is they embrace technology. So I think getting a liver transplant is sort of like the apotheosis of embracing technology.
Is there one particular Lou Reed song that you think, Jason, makes the best case for Lou being an advanced genius?
Oh, wow. On the way over here, I was listening to Street Hassle, which is just an amazingly great song, but probably everything that makes him what he is in that. The cello and strings are sort of dominate the beginning, and he tells a story of junkies and they're having sex and they die, and it's really a very sad story, but it's also sort of callously told through different characters and that sort of thing.
Wasn't Matilda without her wallet? The sexy boy smiled in dismay. She took out 420s cause she liked round figures. Everybody's free for a day. Oh, babe, I'm on fire, and you know I admire your body. Why don't we slip away? Although I'm sure you're certain it's a rarity, me flirting, sha-la-la-la this way. Oh, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, hey, baby, come on, let's slip away.
He he goes into sort of a fretless bass, which is an instrument that people really like. That's there, and there's guitar, and his voice is sort of flat and atonal, and there's this big long story, and it's really challenging. It's 13 minutes of a song that you're supposed to sit and listen to, and it's really a sad song. But then he also got Bruce Springsteen to come in and do a little soliloquy, and that was sort of a takeoff on Born to Run, which is not something you would say, oh, well, Lou Reed's going to bring Bruce Springsteen in on this song.
Hey, man, that's just a lie. That's why she tells her friends. It's a real song that she won't even admit to herself. It's beating in her heart. It's a song lots of people know. It's a painful song. It'll always say the truth. It'll last full of sad songs. A painful wish. Wish it won't make it, soldier. With a pretty kiss or a pretty face can't have its way. Don't tramps like us.
I mean, there's just so much in that song that makes it an amazing song, but also someone might hate it.
Do you have a favorite advanced genius from outside the world of music?
I think Orson Welles. I mean, that's the one that I always go back to because there's just so much about him. I mean, he achieved so much when he was young, and he's so universally seen as a failure. But if you read about him and what he was doing after, and there are canisters of film out there that I just would love to see put together. He was making a movie for years and years and years, and it was just sounds incredibly fascinating, and the people that he got involved. But then he was a pitch man for Cheap Wine.
Parmesan.
Exactly. You know, he was on The Muppets. My favorite thing about his appearance on The Muppets, though, is that he plays a movie producer, which is the exact person that destroyed his career, basically. Huh. You know, when he was doing Magnificent Ambersons, they tore up his film and they recut it as he was off in Mexico. You know, the fact that he would leave without it being edited, I have no understanding of that also. So, you know, that's just the advance for you. But I just love to read about some of the things. And Powers Booth told this story about performing with Orson Welles in a movie. And Orson Welles was supposed to be some character, and they said, well, he's in makeup. He has to get a prosthetic nose to be in character. He says he has to be in character. And Powers Booth said when he showed up, the prosthetic nose looked exactly like his regular nose. So go figure.
I can't help but notice, Jason, that we've only been talking about men. Are there any women that qualify as advanced geniuses?
I'm asked that frequently. My wife was one of the people who asked. Yeah. She's not advanced.
Or is she?
Well, you can't live with an advanced person. I think that's, you know. But at any rate, yeah, I think that there are women who are advanced. And as I write in the book, it's my fault, really, that I haven't listened to more music by women. I am a man, and I probably lean that way just for whatever reason. But also the rules might be a little bit different. I deal mostly with rock and roll artists also, and people ask me about hip-hop and things like that. It's like, well, I don't know. The rules are a little different, you know, and for the musicians, the rock and roll musicians, they all wear black sunglasses, they all wear leather jackets, they sell out, they do all these things. But like for hip hop, that's what you do when you're overt. So, you know, everything's crazy. But as far as women are concerned, I think that Madonna is a great possibility, but I don't know that she really embarrassed herself. She didn't really lose it. You know, one of the things that I say to people often is that women might just have better sense. And so it's not a bad thing that they're not advanced. And I'm certainly not saying that there aren't genius women artists. You know, I think Patti Smith is another woman who might have been an advanced artist in that she left music to go raise a family, which is about as unpunk rock as you could be. But then she came back, and she kind of came back into favor. But there is a great clip of her singing You Light Up My Life on a children's show on YouTube that I highly recommend you're checking out.
Okay, I will do that. What kind of reaction has the theory received?
Mostly positive. I would say that the people that, I have a Twitter account and Facebook. The thing that I hear most from people is they thank me for giving them sort of a tool to open their minds a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is if you start to think, well, maybe this is okay, and you know, start challenging what's okay and what's not, you just expand what you expose yourself to. And that can only be a good thing. Even if you don't like it, just experiencing it and maybe having a moment where it might have been okay or might have been a good thing just expands your world a little bit. There are people who get really upset when I tell them about the theory, or they've read it, and they say, you're crazy. Paul McCartney can't possibly be good anymore, and on and on and on. And then another day they'll come up to me and they'll say, well, is Peter Gabriel advanced? And then finally when they start to get it, it becomes something that it's not as challenging as it first appears.
Jason Hartley is the author of The Advanced Genius Theory. Are they out of their minds or ahead of their time? He spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon.